You've arrived here at a critical moment. Tune in on real self-knowledge and creative power.
Welcome to the Well Fit with Lockie Stewart podcast. This show aims to help men improve themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, covering topics of fitness, mindfulness, and spirituality.
What is up, guys? So today I want to talk to you about why you're not losing weight. So if you're one of those people, okay, who are constantly trying to, you know, every Monday, it's like today is the new weight loss week. I'm going to start losing, whether it's 1, 10, 20 kilos. I'm sick of looking at myself. I'm sick of the cellulite. I'm sick of not having a six pack. I'm sick of struggling to bend over and tie my shoelaces. And if that's you, you need to have a listen in on this, because this is going to be super insightful in giving you some direction on how to actually start having some progress in your weight loss journey, right? So the reason with a lot of people that I speak to who don't get the results that they're after is because before they even start, they're setting hugely unrealistic expectations of what it really takes to achieve the result that they want, right? People, you know, whether you're watching people on social media, a friend's done it, you know, there's so many variables or so many external experiences that make you believe that you can achieve it just the same way that someone else has. Now, while that may be the case or the journey may be the same or the direction may be the same, everyone's experience is completely unique, right? Because if someone, for example, has been on 25 years of bodily abuse, you know, drinking a lot of alcohol, smoking, eating takeaway foods and really processed foods, it's going to take them a lot longer for their body to adjust before it starts saying, hey, I'm clean and I'm starting to work properly, now let's start shedding some weight, than someone who, you know, might have had a healthy upbringing, you know, went to uni and had 2-3 years of bad nutrition and alcohol and stuff like that at uni, and has now decided they want to get back on the health wagon, right? So you can see how your past actually affects what you're doing. Now, not only from what you put in your body, but also the habits that you have to create that, because we have default settings, right? So some people, when they deal with grief, when they deal with excitement, when they deal with, you know, we all deal with things different ways, but some people binge it, whether it's happiness, celebration, sadness, okay? And then there's some people who don't. They understand that, hey, nutrition for my body is purely to fuel it so that I perform well, my mind's clear, I look well, okay? So there's different mindsets that you need to develop along the way as well. So if you are struggling to get the results long-term, you got to really be honest with yourself. What's your mindset? What's your habits around your nutrition and all of your health, your exercise, your sleep, your hydration, right? There's so much that goes into it. So it's not ever a quick fix, right? You may be able to drop 5-10 kilos in 30 days. Cool. But have you created the habits to make it a lasting change? Right? So before you set goals, be so fucking realistic with yourself before you set them. It's like, what work needs to be done? What education? You need to take full responsibility for yourself. Don't expect anyone else to do it. Yes, you can hire coaches. Yes, you can read books. Yes, you can read Uncle Google. Do all those things. Educate yourself. But it's your responsibility to implement it all. Okay? So don't get caught up, or don't ever have that short-term mindset. If you're wanting to get results faster than expected, you know, or if that results come faster than expected, bonus. But if you've got the long-term approach, you know you still have habits you need to implement. You know you still need to learn how you can eat cleaner. You know you still need to learn how you can have the balanced lifestyle that you want, whether it's based around, you know, you love socializing, but you also want to stay fit and healthy and be proud of who you are as an individual when you look in the mirror, right? Because I know a lot of people who love socializing, but they're constantly fucking whinging about their body. So to me, that's not complete balance. That's more on the social level than being proud of who you are as a person. So we need to find that equilibrium, right, for yourself that allows you to have, you know, just as much fun if that's what you want, or, you know, be super proud of who you are as a person. Okay, and obviously everyone's balance is different. That's completely okay. But understand where you are and what education you need, right? What else? understand the food quality. So you need to start educating yourself, like calories are calories, or calories aren't calories, because you know, when you're wanting to lose weight, obviously calorie deficit is key, but it's also what are in those calories. Because I could eat, let's say, 1,000 calories of chips. I could eat 1,000 calories of a nice healthy stir fry, and I guarantee you I'm going to feel longer and I'm going to feel better after eating the stir fry, because it's a broader micronutrient. So I want you to start thinking about that, educating yourself. And there are experts who can help you with that. I'm not an expert in nutrition. I just eat for my body and I use outside help. Thirdly, it's understanding you want to follow a program of someone who gets your lifestyle. Now, whether you're super busy, you're a parent, you're an entrepreneur, you're a full-time athlete, whatever it is, you need to set your day up for all of that, because sacrifice is going to have to happen. And I don't want you to be one of those people who think that, hey, I can binge drink all the time and still lose weight. You're full of shit. Honestly, own up to it, take responsibility, and look at the broad view of why you're not losing weight. And if you know, I guarantee you, you will know when you ask yourself the question, I'm not losing weight because of X, Y, Z. Most people just put their head in the sand and say, I'll worry about that another time, or I'll blame it on something else or someone else. If you want the result, do the work, start taking responsibility and set realistic expectations and goals to do that. And if you need coaching or help, find the right people who you believe are going to be able to guide you to where you want to be. Okay, so if you're not losing weight, I hope this video and podcast have been helpful to give you some direction on where you want to go. So obviously start thinking more about your hydration, your sleep, your overall health, getting professional help if you need, but being realistic with the habits, what your past has been like in terms of looking after your health and your past habits. What do you need to change? How do you need to grow? What do you need to learn? All of that's important for the long-term result, because otherwise, yeah, you may be yo-yo dieting, but that's never fun for anyone, right? You want to get the result. You want it to maintain. You want it to be long-term, and you want to feel fucking good, and you want to enjoy the process. Okay, so education is going to help get you there. Accountability is going to help get you there. And I hope that's helpful, guys. Have an awesome week. Once again, if you like this, or if you have any other topics you want covered, drop comments below if you're on the podcast. Send me a DM on Instagram at Lachlan Stewart, or join the Facebook group Well Fit with Lachie Stewart. And I'll look forward to continuing to communicate with you guys. Have an awesome week. See you guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.